All right, let me do something real quick, Nick. What did I say I would put in? You got your FanDuel?
Hell no. I'm just chopping it up with you guys. I'm making a show here, baby. I'm making a show here, baby. I'm making a show here, baby.
We're back. Finally. Long-awaited return of the Nick and Bean Pod. It's been a few weeks. Nick, how are you feeling?
Your favorite show. I'm feeling good, man. I'm feeling good. Good to be back. So I don't know if we're even that consistent. If this is pod 12 and week 16, we only missed 4 weeks. That's not that bad. I thought we missed a lot.
We missed a few weeks in there. Bad. Yeah. And the lost tapes of the Thanksgiving episode, that's somewhere out there in the universe as well. So we're back. Now I will tell you some tough news here, and we're going to have to earn it back. Diet Smoke, they're taking a week off. They said we've missed too many podcasts.
Oh my God.
They said no sponsorship this week, no payment. So please, everyone, we need our views back up. We need our listens back up. And Beatik says the math checks out with the weeks. Love it. All right. So recap. We did a video last week. I went 0-2. Nick went 1-1. How's your fantasy teams doing?
I went 0-2 and I got a buy in one. I almost counted that as a win. So I got a buy in one.
That's a win basically. Week.
Yeah.
Okay. So all right, cool. I've got 4 out of 6 teams left in mine. This is obviously a crucial week. I lost one last week in our league. I'll say this now. We have a league together What a dumb playoff format. I was the second seed. And this was a 7-team playoff where I didn't get a bye. I had to play the 7th seed and lost, of course. Not happy with that. One of our listeners is the commissioner. Shame on you. Not really, but shame on you. Now, I was just telling you about it in the league I commissioned. Nick had an epic quarterfinal match against one of our best friends.
I thought you were talking about the one that's yours. I was like, a listener, you are the commissioner. Okay, you're talking about other league we're in.
Yeah, Beatik, I agree. It's a dumb playoff format. It's in the past. They were trying to go with like the NFL playoff format, but either way, in the past. Now, in the league I commission, Nick is playing one of our good friends, Kyle Francis, head to head in the quarterfinals. Okay. He was down 26 points with Bijan Robinson and Aaron Jones. Maybe it was 30. I think it was 32 points with Bijan Robinson and Aaron Jones versus Jacoby Myers. Nick climbs all the way back and is leading by 1 point with 5 minutes to go in the Raiders game. Jacoby Myers stats on the game, 0 catches for 0 yards with 5 minutes to go in the game. Long story short, Jacoby Myers catches 5 catches for 93 yards in garbage time and Nick loses. Tough, tough loss. So just wanted to point that one out there. All right. Let's get back into it because we're going to do a quick recap. Remember, we're focusing more on the games. There's going to be 4 games because the slate is not great. Okay. Two of the playoff teams are playing right now, Chargers Broncos. And we're going to do the 2 Saturday games. We're going to do the main game on Sunday and the Sunday night football game. Now let's start on a somber.
You got so much football coming up. It's crazy.
So much football.
It's a good
somber
time
tone today. Here. Are we ready to move on from Mike McDaniel? Your thoughts.
Oof, 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 oof. I mean, the way he looked without Tua was really rough. He couldn't design anything. I mean, it's not like he had much to work with, but I don't know. I'm not ready to move on from him.
Okay. I think we give him one more year, but after such a high to start, just this incredible offensive mind, everything he was doing was working. It's been tough. Now, I will say we lost Tua for 4 games. Maybe we'd have a chance to be in the playoffs if he wasn't. Beatik says, college football playoffs. So Saturday, you got 3 college football playoff games and 2 NFL games. And I'm golfing. Crazy. We're golfing most of the day, we'll probably miss half of that. All good, though. Now, Dolphins, I agree. We stick with McDaniel, but it has been absolutely brutal. Oh, are we also – so here's our Saturday. We're going to be doing a lot of phone watching for these football games because we're going to the bare-knuckle fights after me and you. We are going bare knuckle fights. VIP.
I've never seen anything like that.
Couch seats, free drinks. Last time I sat next to the owner of the company, it's fucking phenomenal. So we'll have, I think they got a little TV for us to put the games on. It'll be legit. So now before we get into the games, last thing I want to recap. Josh Allen is it's going to be fun. Josh Allen's -900 to win the MVP, Nick. 900. And his stats are pretty comparable to Lamar Jackson.
We should just invite Vedic live. Is he busy?
For what?
Saturday night.
The fights. Saturday night? I only got two tickets now. We're done. I canceled the other two.
Ah, shit.
It's me and you, bro. Oh. It's me and you.
All right. We'll rock out.
All right. Josh Allen -900. Why isn't Lamar in consideration? Their stats are pretty comparable. It's only a two-game difference in the records. Why isn't Lamar Jackson?
Go peep the stats that closely in a while.
Pull them up right now.
Let's see what's going
Lamar's on. Lamar's got him beat in almost every category besides rushing touchdowns and win-loss. Now, my opinion is they hate giving the MVP to the same guy back-to-back. So that's why I think that Lamar is not even close. I really feel like this should be Josh Allen -250, 200, and Lamar not too far behind. But it's absolutely ridiculous. Now, I love Josh Allen. Everyone knows I have him in fantasy every year in half my leagues. Love the guy. But, I mean, just because Lamar has won two MVPs and he hasn't won one doesn't mean he shouldn't be in consideration. You pulling up the stats?
Yeah, I'm pulling up the stats. Can you look up the numbers? So Lamar has him in touchdowns. Lamar second in the league in touchdowns, only to Joe Burrow. He has 34 touchdowns.
I got it here.
Josh is 25. Okay. 25 touchdowns. That's a nine difference in touchdowns. It's a pretty big difference in passing yards. Josh Allen's like top 10, but Lamar's top, you know?
Yep, I agree. I was supposed to get these difference. Stats. I was supposed to have these stats pulled up. So we're okay, here we go. All right. Records 11-3 versus 9-5, Josh Allen. Rushing touchdowns 11-3, Josh Allen. Those are the only two categories he wins in. Passing yards, Lamar wins. Passing yards per game, he wins. Passing touchdowns, he's got 9 more. Interceptions, he's got 2 less. Passer rating, he's 120-103. Rush yards, he's 743-484. I just don't understand why it's not closer. It's something to think about. I would say to sprinkle a little.
What the number is?
It's -900, Josh Allen. I'm telling you, it's a done deal.
Lamar's like plus money or something.
Plus money, he's like plus 1500. I mean, nobody's even close. No one's even in the race. So that's why I was a little bit shook as to those stats there. So either way, something to think about. If you see Lamar at some good odds, maybe sprinkle it on it, maybe not. Do whatever the hell you want. Okay. Let's get in to a crucial week 16 in the NFL. Okay. Big week, not just for fantasy, but for playoff implications. And it's our first week of Saturday football. I am pulling up the bet percentages. Our first game we're going to cover. This is a heavy hitter game. I mean, two playoff teams. We've got the Houston Texans and CJ Stroud traveling to Kansas City. I've got Kansas City -3 and the over under at 41.5. Now, low total. And I really lean under in this game, Nick. Patrick Mahomes might be a little hobbled. That Texans defense, here's a stat for you. They have only allowed one team to equal or exceed their team totals in Vegas on the year. One team out of 14 has exceeded or even met their total on the year for points. The bets right now are actually leaning Houston. Okay, the line has line is either most of the places is +3, but the bets are leaning slightly to Houston, 52%, 54% of the money. I love the under in this game, Nick. It will not be a pod pick because I'm not a fucking loser who picks unders, but under 41.5 feels like a good play. What are your thoughts on this game?
I don't hate the play on the under.
I see why people bet like Houston plus 3.5 that it opened at or was earlier this week.
No, you're right. It's back to 3.5. Sorry, everyone. Keep going.
Okay. Yeah, I could see betting 3.5 on Houston or like teasing them if it was plus 3. The Kansas City Chiefs like just haven't really put together that offense that you're used to seeing so far this year. You're like, oh, maybe they'll have something towards the end of the year going to the playoffs. Maybe. But I don't think this is that game. Yeah, but I can't bet that. I want to almost bet.
This feels like a Nick teaser leg. This feels like a Nick teaser leg with that Houston getting them through the 6 and 7 and up to 9.5.
I would tease them, but right now I don't have them in anything. If anything, it would probably be that.
Okay. All right. I think I also think Nico Collins, you know, he's been on fire.
They're not going to stop him.
They probably can't stop him. Joe Mixon. Mixon, I know he was questionable. I think he is a go, but tough, you know, if he's not healthy, he is. They've really been a run team this year. You know, last year, C.J. Stroud was airing it out. This year, it's a lot of Joe Mixon. And what do the Chiefs do well? They usually stop the run well. So it does feel like it bodes for Kansas City. But the Texans are a solid football team. I think a lot of people are going to be teasing the Texans up to 9.5. What are you smiling about?
No. heard the TV going behind me. I'm like, what the fuck's going on?
All right, TV's going behind him. All right, next game. The classic, classic, classic. It is always great when these two teams get together. Oh, do we have a touchdown? No, we don't. Okay. Always great when these two teams get together. Pittsburgh Steelers. This game isn't even that good. I mean, it's the fucking Chargers and Broncos. These are the two worst playoff teams in the last
Siri,
decade.
Turn the TV on.
These teams get slapped in the playoffs. Okay, this is a matchup. Pittsburgh Steelers plus 6 going to Baltimore. A classic AFC North matchup. The over under is 45. Nick, give me your thoughts on this game.
Very, very interesting. So TJ Watt has an injury tag. He may very well go in this game, but honestly, if he goes, he may not be 100%. Maybe like a situational play on TJ Watt, where like when they absolutely need him. If he does go and if he is healthy, it's a really big difference maker in this game. If he doesn't go, Baltimore minus 6.5 is a very enticing play. But Lamar seems to really play the Steelers bad. The Baltimore defense, although it looks like it's improving, can get beat through the air. So we'll see.
All right. Well, PSA, you have triggered Prop God Siri, and anyone who listens to this podcast, their Siri will get triggered. So props to you for that, or not props to you. Sure. My thoughts on this game?
I thought this was supposed to recognize your voice. It's personalized.
That's not true. Thoughts on this game? Coming up in Pod Picks. All right. Next game on the list. Oh, okay. This is a banger.
Great teaser.
And this is really the only good game in the regular Sunday slate. Really, only really good game. It's Philly, who is absolutely on fire. An unstoppable team traveling to Washington, who's looked pretty bad but still winning games. Washington is a home dog, plus 3.5. The over-under is 45.5. Nick. This Philly team is dominating people. Last week against the Steelers, who are a defensive team, guess how many plays their final drive was? They ran the fucking ball down the Steelers' throat. 21 plays for just under 11 minutes to close out the game. There were only 4 total drives in that game, the Philly Steelers game in the second half. Philly's drives equaled like 19 minutes, which is almost a quarter and a half. Almost a quarter and a half. Absolutely ridiculous. They can run it with Saquon. Gainwell can even run it. A.J. Brown and Devontae are unstoppable. Grant Calcaterra slid right into that Goddard spot. And Hurts, you know, they've had all this drama with A.J. Brown. Guess what? They're just winning games. They've won like 10 in a row or something ridiculous like that. So you got any leans on this game? Philly, or you tease in Washington? What are you thinking here?
Nah, I wouldn't tease Washington this one. So I got Saquon going in that fantasy matchup. He's been a horse all year.
10 Philly game winning minus 3.5.
I can't bet Philly minus 3.5. What's the percentage on the money? I might take like an over or Philly team total over some shit because I know they're not going to stop.
All right, let's see where we're at here. Yeah, but my issue with the Philly team total, they're just running the ball and running the clock. Everyone's on Philly, 73% of the bets, 83% of the money.
Washington is not.
Washington's not that good. You know, I just, even against, they almost blew that game against the Saints. Like, they let them all the way back in, and they were a two-point conversion away. Like, they had the Hail Mary against the Bears. This is a team that the record says they're 9-5. They could easily be 7-7 or 6-8. So I really feel that Philly, obviously it makes me a little nervous because the money is on Philly, but I definitely lean Philly in this one as well. I think they really close out, really show that they can just handle Washington if they feel like it.
I was almost going to talk over, but then Philly's the number one defense, so I can't even do that.
Their defense is playing good. Yeah. They're holding time of possession. I mean, this really feels – what's the total in this game?
45.5.
Yeah, 45.5. I mean, could easily see this being 24-10, 20-10, 27-10, 27-17, even keeps it under. So, yeah, I agree. Okay, all right. Last game we're going to talk about real quick here is – all right, I got to say something. And one of my friends, Jack, will be excited to hear me say this, but the Bucks might be a good football team, okay? Last year, I didn't believe it. I really have never believed they've been a good football team in the last decade, except for Tom Brady playing out of his mind and being good. This football team is playing inspired football. Mike, and still without Godwin, they hung on those 4 or 5 weeks without Evans and Godwin. Now they got Evans back. He looks great. McMillan is sliding into that Godwin role. We've got Rashad White, Bucky Irvin, even Sean Tucker can run the football. The defense is playing their heart out. They're 3.5-point road favorites in Dallas. Not good,
but maybe in the last three.
What's the defense
better.
Looking like?
The last three is much better. Overall, much in better. The season, it's not. Yeah, but the last three, they're looking all right.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Well,
and their last that, one, that makes sense. Really
that makes sense. Tampa Bay is -3.5 in Dallas. Another team who I know it's just the Panthers, but the Panthers were favored in that game. They came out and dominated the Panthers. Micah Parsons looked great. CeeDee Lamb had his best game of the season, I believe, or at least his best game in a long time. Are you home dog Dallas or Tampa, the hot team? Okay. Which team are you rolling here?
I don't have a bet in this one. I would lean over this one. This might be one like that I would bet over, but it's not actually a pod pick. It's not a big enough edge.
It's a big over. It's a big total. Biggest total on the week.
And yeah, the Tampa Bay defense is top five in the last three. If you want to go over the last three games over the season, not as much, but
here we go. I'm telling you, his eyes are seeing. I'm seeing the game here. Okay. All right. Well, Nick's got nothing for you on this game. Not a surprise. All right. Let's get two pod picks on the week. Now, I've got three picks this week, and I am so in love with them. Nick, how about you? How many picks you got?
I've got three plus two.
All right. Perfect. I'll start it off. I'm going to give you my player prop first. All I hear all week, first of all, best tight end in football, Trey McBride. Maybe George Kittle argument. They're the top two. I am telling you, Kyler Murray talked all week. They have to get Trey McBride a receiving touchdown. He doesn't have one all year. Zero. He's got one recovery and one handoff. He is getting a touchdown this week. Give me Trey McBride touchdown. I'll bet my life on it. Not really, but I will. +125. First pod pick, T. McBee. In Carolina, they're terrible against the tight end. Anytime touchdown. Go ahead, Nick.
Yeah, so this one's tough. But the Tennessee Titans defense is actually pretty solid. So give me Tennessee Titans +3.5 outside the three against the Indianapolis Colts. I really don't see how. Yeah, what's the percentage of the money? I feel like it might be on the Titans.
I hate
to bet the Titans, but I can't bet the Colts. But this one.
Yeah, it's 50-50. Yeah, the Titans got shredded. They got shredded last week for the first time in a while, but Joe Burrow shredding everyone. So their defense has been pretty solid this year. Anthony Richardson is a guy. Number two defense.
But they're trending the other way than Tampa Bay. Their last three is shot.
Yeah, I figured.
Are they the last three?
Where are they the last three? Probably middle of the pack.
No, no, no. Bottom 10. Maybe like bottom 8. Bottom 10, something like that.
Yeah, I don't hate it, though, because any defense that's competent can exploit Anthony Richardson. So I don't hate it at all.
You know?
All right. So Tennessee getting plus a touchdown. 3.5.
Not a touchdown, sorry. Getting a field goal.
Getting a field goal. I mean, not to touch. All right. All right, I'm going to Saturday night, that game that I was referring to. Anytime in these matchups, let's just keep it simple. You bet Pittsburgh, Baltimore, you bet the underdog. It's just an easy, easy formula. If you ever bet Pittsburgh when they're favorite, they suck. If you ever bet them when they're underdogs, they're good. If you ever bet them against Lamar as an underdog, they're always good. Give me the 6 points. Yeah. If TJ Watt plays, great. If he doesn't, it's fine. This is just one of those games that Lamar comes out. You know how he does in the first half. He's a little lackadaisical. He doesn't really care. The Steelers will hang in this game. They will lose 27.
By like 3 or 4.
27-24 Ravens. Give me the Steelers.
Nice. All right. So my second play is actually a teaser in that very same game. Give me the Ravens down from 6.5 down to 1.5. And give me Cincinnati down from 7.5 minus 1 to minus 1.5. So sorry. Ravens down to just 0.5. I like them to win this game. TJ Watt, if he does go, he's probably dinged up. Not going to be 100% usage or 100% go. Lamar does have trouble with the Pittsburgh Steelers. And the Ravens defense can get thrown on, although they've looked solid over the last three and coming up here now. So it could get hairy. This is one that's close. That's why I didn't want to take the whole 6.5 points. I'm sure a lot of people are. The percentage of the money is probably leaning on Ravens. But and Cincinnati playing the Cleveland Browns. What's my dude? DTR is starting for them. So
DTR starting
maybe Cincinnati. I think this is this might be everyone's teaser, but I'm gonna take it.
I was just gonna say that feels like the teaser, but makes a lot of sense. All right, my last pick.
That's why I can't stay away.
My last pick. This game. This is the classic Bean pick here. Give me New England in Buffalo plus 14 points. Josh Allen. Wait, was this my pick? Yeah. Josh Allen kills the Patriots. The Patriots suck in every aspect of football. They have no good players. They have probably the worst coach in the NFL who they've been grooming for 6 years and will probably fire in 3 months, as they should, and beg Mike Vrabel. They should apologize to Mike Vrabel, get on their hands and knees and beg him to come to Foxborough, because Gerard Mayo is a travesty. But they're going to win this football game. 14-point underdogs. They're going to beat the Buffalo Bills. Not really, but we're taking the 14 points. Give me the Patriots, Nick. That's my third and final pod pick.
Nice. So my third one is going to be the Patriots team total over. I was trying to pull up the number, but I couldn't get it on my Bet Online and trying to hit me with a verification code right now. But I'm willing to take whatever that number is for the Patriots team total over in that game, because I'm liking Drake May.
You're rolling Patriots team total? You don't even have the bet?
No. I'm betting live.
It is 15.5.
Yeah, I like it.
All right. Take the 15.5.
Not very many points.
You've got Patriots team total. You've got your chalk teaser with the Browns and – or, sorry, with the Bengals and the Ravens. And you've got – what's your third one? It is the Tennessee Titans.
Patriots
team. I've got I already gave that one. I've got the Patriots. I've got the Steelers, and I've got the Trey McBride touchdown. All right. You got your FanDuel ready? Or no?
No.
All right, no FanDuel for Nick. I'm going to give you guys mine while I have it in front of me. We are going to go with Jalen Hurts at quarterback. We're going Chuba Hubbard at running back. We're going cheap with Ty Johnson at running back. We're stacking A.J. Brown with Jalen Hurts. We got D.J. Moore. We've got Jalen McMillan for the cheap. We've got T. McBee. And we've got the worst player in the NFL in the flex, Deebo Samuel, and the Atlanta Falcons defense. That's my FanDuel for you. Nick, you got something to say?
Where are you seeing the 15 and a half? Is that on Hard Rock?
Yeah, it's on Hard Rock. So Hurts, Hubbard, yeah. Ty Johnson, A.J. Brown, Jalen McMillan, D.J. Moore, T. McBee, Deebo, and the Falcons defense. All right, we're back.
You're liking Trey this year. This
we've
week.
Got Love and Trey, and I've got him in a couple fantasy playoffs. So he's got to go. Here's the stat line for Trey McBride. Okay. 9 catches, 104 yards, 2 touchdowns. If that hits exactly, you owe me everything you have. Okay, we're out. Thank you all for listening. We are back. We're on this whole week. This whole month. We're going. We're going. Happy holidays. We will see you. Hold on.
Yeah.
This is going to be the day after Christmas we will be. So we'll have celebrated. We'll be happy. Yeah. Day after Christmas. Merry Christmas to you all. And happy Hanukkah, because Hanukkah, for the first time in our lifetime, starts the day of Christmas. After Christmas. Incredible day. The day of Hanukkah. First day of Christmas. Yep. Incredible. All right. We're out.
All right. Peace.
Peace. All right, hold on. Yeah.